What's good? Muri Zimbabwe lingali chona njani muri Zimbabwe mtsakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle and they become Muhammad Zangu. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, brought to you by Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday, August 10, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe mtsakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Muri Zimbabwe mtsakazo muhle. If you're tuning in right now, welcome, wherever you are in the world. If you're in Africa, good evening. If you're in America, good afternoon. Wherever you're in the world, welcome. Uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Tonight on The Connection, we speak to Zimbabwean youth about the coronavirus pandemic. We focus on the lockdown, which has recently been extended by President Emmerson Mnangagwa by another 2 weeks. If you're looking to join us, Muri Zimbabwe, you can call us live on air. The number is +1 202-619-2077. The number again, +1 202-619-2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Zulugandaba, kindly share the program with your networks. Linga kohle njalo ukufitizela lapha ubhala ukuthi like, kuthinya phaya phakanzi like, ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela Zulugandaba sisonke like so. Tinithose phano pachirongwa chedu chevethi iki pane Penyuro Studio 7. So ngempela fitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like, ukuze sibone ukuthi hayi likhona kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo njalo libukele ngobunengi benu. Also feel free to write the comments in your comments section, and we're going to be reading those comments live on air. Without wasting time, Muri Sibamba, let's delve into the discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 116,853 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 90,120 recoveries, and 3,919 deaths. As of last night alone, 3,369 PCR tests were conducted, 526 new cases were detected, 1,381 recoveries, 19 deaths. The country currently has 27,800 active COVID-19 cases. And when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine, to date, 1,897,414 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. Of those that have taken both the first and the second jab is 1,044,365. But now, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus in Zimbabwe, last night, as I mentioned earlier on, Muri Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that Zimbabwe would be continuing with the COVID-19 lockdown for another 2 weeks. Let us head over to a clip that we have of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about the lockdown. The next clip we're about to play is courtesy of Zim Papers, a TV network. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page.
The nation has made good progress in controlling the resurgence and hence the third wave. The increase in new cases per day has gone down considerably in the past 2 weeks, even to less than 10% for most provinces. This is a clear indication that the third wave and the pandemic in general is being brought under control. Unfortunately, the number of new cases and deaths per day remain unacceptably high. It is for this reason that the current lockdown level 4 has to be extended by another 2 weeks. I urge us all to comply with requirements of this emergency. Adherence to all prevention measures will enable the country to continue on the right path to recovery.
Well, Muri Zimbabwe, that was President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about the COVID-19 lockdown in Zimbabwe, which has been extended by another 2 weeks. To give us a better understanding of what's happening on the ground, the lockdown, which has been extended, and of course, other issues, we're joined by Decent Dube of the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. Dube, welcome to the program. Before, how are you doing?
I'm good, Mike. I'm good. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. So let's kick it off. The lockdown, that's the most topical thing we have, has been extended by another 2 weeks. So technically, Zimbabwe would have been on lockdown for about 6 weeks consecutive. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this is helping?
Yeah, yesterday the president extended the lockdown, and as much as it was a shock to most of the people, or young people to be specific, I think it was a necessity. It's not like we are yet safe from the COVID-19. The vaccination is ongoing, and the response is not that convincing. I feel like most of the vaccine is not available in most of the centers, especially in rural areas. So I think there is need to continue having this lockdown. Unfortunately, the lockdown might be ineffective just because there is no vaccine, and most of the people, there is no choice but to go out there and defend for themselves. Mm-hmm. So as much as it is so necessary to have this lockdown, I feel like there are some measures we need to complement the lockdown, like the availability of vaccines, as well as the rollout of the vaccine or the availability of it in rural areas.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little more about that, and we'll start off with how people are abiding to the COVID-19 lockdown. If we look at just at the statistics themselves, over the past 2 weeks, as announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday and the clip that we played earlier on, the stats actually have decreased to the government's credit. The amount of people that are contracting and the amount of people that are dying over the past 2 weeks has decreased. I remember last week would be reporting on average it was about 50 to 100 at times people that would die. But now we're talking about 10, 20, maximum we're talking 30 people. Today it was just about 19. How helpful do you think the lockdown has been in that concept?
Yeah, the numbers are positive. It's showing signs of improvement in terms of people who have died. Now, compared to last few weeks, it's showing some signs of improvement. So I'm not quite sure. I'm not expecting to answer, determine whether it's because of the lockdown or whether it's because of the way people are responding to the vaccination, mm-hmm. or it's just that maybe the virus maybe is losing its deadliness, but I feel like we are on the right track in terms of achieving, maybe fighting COVID-19. Whatever is happening, I feel like we're on the right track. So you wouldn't be surprised if the authorities they maintain the status quo and continue with the lockdown. But mm-hmm. I feel like we're on the right track. So we're hoping that people might maybe be resilient and soldier on in this hard time, while we are trying to find the perfect solution in this situation.
When we take a look at what's happening in the rural areas, because that's where you guys predominantly focus, how have people been responding and how are people surviving under the lockdown? As I mentioned, 6 weeks straight, that's a very long time for some people to not be working, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's really hard. Of course, Matobo, where I am based, is a mining growth point. The miners are business as usual. They are continuing with their work. But businesses are affected so massively because they are supposed to close at 3:30. And most of the time, that's when the miners will be getting into town to actually do their business. So most of the time, that's when we are expected to be making money from 3 to evening, but mostly are supposed to close. So it's been a tough situation. The lockdown has been affecting young people, women, and other marginalized groups. So it is really tough. Sometimes you can only imagine how people are surviving, but it's a very tricky situation. So it's really hard. We're hoping that we can maybe get back to normal, and we can only just optimistic that many people are going to take the vaccine in order for us to maybe get back to to normal.
Mm-hmm. All right, Decent. Let me hold you on the line for 1 second. We have a couple of videos from residents who are commenting on the COVID-19 vaccination program in Zimbabwe. They're also talking about the effect of coronavirus on Zimbabweans, which I'd like to play. And when we come back, I'd like your feedback. Muriya Zimbabwe Mthokozo Muhle, let us head over to the first video that we have, whereby a resident of Harare spoke to VOA correspondent Ruthendo Mawere. Let's take a look. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there. That was one of Harare's residents speaking to our VOA correspondent, Ruthendo Mawere. But now, VOA's Ezra Chisasbanda also took to the streets of Bulawayo, Gontu, Ziyathunga, where he spoke to some residents. Let us take a look at what one of the young residents had to say. Hayi, silukandaba liyamuzwa phela osakhulayo lapha uThawanda Khaseke ubexoxa lentathelo izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisasbanda. Sithanda ukubonga uEzra kanye loRuthendo for those interviews. Decent, are you still there on the line before?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
So the first one that I want to, focus on there is the interview enziwe nguRuthendo. My takeaway from that predominantly focuses on how people are calling for, the vaccines, as you mentioned earlier on, to be decentralized and make sure we'll see someone in the most rural of areas can go next door to the local clinic and receive a vaccine. What's happening in places like Matopo? Are people finding easy access to the vaccines, especially in the local clinics?
What has been happening in Matopo, especially in rural areas, is that most of the people have been going there to vaccinate, but they couldn't find the vaccine in most cases. So some of the clinics, most of them, honestly, they have the vaccine, but the queues are long. Which shows that there is need to maybe increase the places where the vaccination is taking place. Mm-hmm. But in most cases, now people are aware of the need of taking the vaccine, and they are just looking to have the vaccine. And you can, in most cases, you find that they could not find the vaccine in various clinics. For example, in St. Joseph, I heard that the vaccine does not take long. If it's delivered, it doesn't take long. Most of the time, it's finished. So it shows how vulnerable people are becoming, and they need to be vaccinated as a matter of ages. They see the need to vaccinate, but most of the time they don't get the vaccine.
Sesithinta-ke udaba lolu ngolimi lukamama ngamafishane decent before we move over to the other clips that I would like to play, because you're also a human rights activist, so there's some human rights discussions that are coming with the COVID-19 vaccine that I want to touch on. But before we head over to that, ngifisa ukuthinta lolu daba ngolimi lukamama ngamafishane. Njengosakhulayo nantu uhlelo lwe COVID-19 lockdown level 4 lulokho luqhubekela phambili another 2 weeks imuzwe umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing izolo. Njengosakhulayo ukubona njani lokho?
Yeah, i-lockdown yona vele isethuse kakhulu, besingakhangelelanga, besizithethi khona mhlawumbe uzoiza some regulations. Abantwana besikolo bekwazi ukuthi bebuyele esikolweni. Sasikhuluma last week, we're talking about abantwana abancane abazithwalayo, kanti kulama issues abantwana abancane ababethele nzima ngenxa ye-abuse abahlangana nayo. Ngenxa yokuthi most of them sebesekhaya, abanye ngabazithele ukwazi ukuthi khona ngeke babuyele esikolo. So i-lockdown is making things worse socially, politically as well as economically. So sinesifiso sokuthi ngabe izinto can get back to normal. And the advice engayinika abantu ngixwayisa ukuthi khona mhlawumbe sizame ukuthi sivaccinate ngoba yinto manje engasenza ukuthi khona sigcine sikwanisile ukuthi sibuyele esimeni esi-right. So but we can still not force abantu ukuthi khona kube mandatory vaccination, ngoba into ebalulekileyo ukuthi silethe i-information ifike, bebe lolwazi lokuthi ma bevaccinate bavaccinate ngayiphi i-vaccine and yonke i-information beyithole. So i-information yebalulekileyo, so khona abantu bangasoze bebe reluctant, because most of i-information abayitholayo ama-conspiracy theories ayenza ukuthi beyesabe, becabanga ukuthi i-vaccine le akusinto engabasilisa but engabayenza ukuthi batshone. So yikho okusuka kube nzima ukuthi khona now the government is fighting against fake news le-pandemic, then kuba nzima kakhulu. So into ebalulekileyo ukuthi khona abantu bethole i-information e-right. So i-government needs to avail information to abantu abasemakhaya ukuthi kube easy ukufighta i-COVID-19.
Njengenhlanganiso ekhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo, what exactly are you guys doing ukusiza uZulu ngalesi sikhathi uhlelo lwe-lockdown lokhe luqhubekela phambili for another 2 weeks?
Lethi kwenzeka kathe, since we cannot asikwanisi ukuthi sibe nabantu abasha sibahlanganise endaweni eyi-1 because we're adhering to ama-regulations akhona in a fight for i-virus. Into esiyenzayo ukuthi we're using i-WhatsApp ukuthi khona to reach out to abantu abasha, we talk about i-importance yokuthi khona beqhubeke bezivikela ku-COVID-19 and bekwazi nokuthi khona i-COVID-19 isasekhona. And into esiyenzayo ukuthi khona they become champions of i-fight against gender-based violence, which has been happening kakhulu ematobo. So sabe sifuna ukuthi khona abantu abasha bekwazi ukuthi khona they can be advocates against gender-based violence. So yindlela esizama ukuthi siba ingede ngayo, benanzelele ukuthi be-connect the relationship between COVID ne-GBV. So even lama-challenges like some of the entrepreneurship opportunities abangaphuma nawo during COVID-19. So sabe sizama ukuthi simotivate-ane nokuthi how can we deal with trauma at this moment in time, because young people are affected or serious, but sometimes they sexually want to ignore. So we're trying to engage them with the platform at like a spot for corner to have with this motivate.
Okay, decent. What's in Ugambe Angani on the line before? You touched on something which I also want to delve a little deeper into about the rights of people when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. So hold on the line for 1 second. Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight another challenge faced by Zimbabweans. There has been reports of some companies urging their employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine, and when they don't, they're either told to stay at home, and at times they lose out on their benefits. At times they've gone as far as losing their jobs. Over the weekend, my colleague Blessing Zulu caught up with Chamburikira Mananga, who is one of these people who actually lost his job due to this procedure. Let us hear what they had to say.
Zvakaita ndezvekuti basa paraka kumira kwarakaita pane vakavhakisinwa pakuudzwa kwatakaitwa takaudzwa kuti vhakisini iri kuuya iyi ndeyekudzivirira coronavirus uye yakasununguka akasununguka anobayiwa asina haabayiwi asi zvakaita ndezvekuti takazongoona basa kunzi vasina kubayiwa regedzai basa dzoserai maturusi ebasa saka pari zvino takatodzosera maturusi hatisi kuzivaki toita sei pari zvino nenhau yeupenyu kurarama
saka vangani vakambomiswa basa kana kuti vakatogumurwa pari zvino nenyaya yekuti havana kubayiwa nhomba
pari zvino vasina kubayiwa nhomba iyi vanosvika 9 kana kiva pfumbamwe vasina kubayiwa nhomba iyi pasekishini yatiri yetriangle section 14 zvino hapana matanhati atorwa panhau iyi takangogara pari zvino
asi chikonzero chei chaizvo chiri kuita kuti musabayiwe nhomba vamwe vanoti inyaya dzezvitendero zvavo zvisingavabvumidze vamwe ndo vanoti havana ruzivo rwakakwana chenyu chikonzero ndechei
chikonzero hatisati takanzwisisa maererano nevhakisini kuti marapiro ayo vemapesendeji acho haasati anzwisika saka chinhu chinotiremera zvakanyanya kuti unzwisise kuti ndopinda mazvirire kana ndorega saka upenyu hwacho hunongova patambo
Muri eZimbabwe, you are hearing there from one of the gentlemen who has actually lost his job. Ngenxa yalolu hlelo lokuthi abantu kumele bayohlatshwa ijekiseni. Varikutsanangura ka vamananga vanga vachichema vachiti iwe akatorasikirwa nebasa nepamusana penyaya iyi. Apa Blessing also reached out to legal expert advocate Tinobuda Ishe Chinyoka to hear whether or not what some of these companies are doing is legal. Let us hear what advocate Chinyoka had to say.
Hachisi chokwadi kuti hazvisi pamutemo. Constitution yedu inotendera kuti zvinogona kuitiwa kuti pane dzimwe nguva in the interest of zvinhu zvakawanda kusanganisira chinonzi public health mamwe marights evanhu anogona kunzi hai iyoyo tombomira timbokoshesa upenyu hwavanhu utano hwevanhu saka kana tikati kana usina kubayiwa nhomba gara kumba tamisa your right to freedom of movement kana tikati munhu wose ngaabayiwe nhomba nokuti toziva kuti zvinodzivirira tamisa an aspect yeright to freedom of choice
asika vari kuti panyaya dzenhomba apa ikodzero yavo vachinyoka yekuti kana vasingadi havo kubayiwa havadi kubayiwa
chatofanira kurangarira nechekuti vanhu vose ivava vanotaura kuti kwanzei handidi kubayiwa nhomba iyi ukavatarira mavoko avo vanadzo nhomba dzebcg dzavakabayiwa havana kufa vanenge vachitaura izvo vachitai papamaselfoni iwaya mamwe achona akagadzigwa kunyika idzodzo dzokunana china dzavanoti ye nhomba yekuchina haishandi foni iyo ndokwayakabva yaari kutaura nayo
asi katakaona svondo rapera vezimbabwe human rights commission vachiti pamutemo vanhu havafaniri kumanikidzwawo
vanhu vezimbabwe human rights commission vari kungobatiravo pamusoro nokuti vanofungira ndofunga kuti basa ravo nderokungopikisa kuti vavonekwe kuita sokuti vanoi havasi kucontroliwa nehurumende but zvimwe zvinenge zvavavo zvokungoda kuda kungobatira zvinhu pamusoro nokuti pasi rose rino nyika dzose zvadzo dzose dziri kuita mitemo yokuti vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kuinda kumabasa vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kukwira mabhazi vasina kubayiwa nhomba havagoni kuita zvinhu zvizhinji zvavari kumisiwa kune dzimwe nyika saka handivoni kuti chinhu chaitika muno muzimbabwe chingai chinoshamisira kudarika zvozvo ndechipi vanhu vanenge vachingoda kungovoneregwa kuti vaite sokuti vahee tohwisisa mutemo toziva mahuman rights but apa vaita pfocho havasi kutaura zvinhu zviri pamutemo vari kureva nhema
Well, Azulukandaba Lea Muzopela, advocate Tinobuda Ishe Chinyoka, he was on the phone with Blessing Zulu, my colleague. Liezo, okusandukushiwo ngabantu lapha Zulu Gandaba, lina likubona njani, ngenani kuhlelo plus 1202-619-2077 is the number to call. Let's head back to Umnumzana Decent Dube, sizwe umbono wakhe ngalolu daba. Dube, usakhona ecingweni bafo?
Yes, Mr. Kwanapo.
Right. So let's touch on this discussion here. Njengo Sakulayo, who's also a human rights activist. Ukubona njani na ngomunye umnumzana uMananga ubekhala ngempela esithi hayi waqotho emsebenzini ngenxa yokuthi bamtshela ukuthi sekumele athathe leli Jackson elivikela iCOVID-19 kodwa bona bayasho ngempela as you highlighted earlier on ukuthi abalali ulwazi oluthile about iJackson leli so bona bayesaba ukulithatha leli Jackson kodwa ekhangela manje sebelahlekela umsebenzi.
Le I think into engekomthethweni because into ebalulekileyo kuyathengisa ukuthi khona ama-authorities kumele ahambise i-information ifike ebantwini ngoba kule sizathu sokuthi abantu beqale ukwesaba kuthengisa ukuthi i-information esiyitholayo eningi yile engaqondanga. So into ebalulekileyo yikuthi khona behambise i-information ebantwini abantu bekwazi ukuthatha ama-decision from an informed perspective ngoba umuntu mayesexotshwa emsebenzini ngathi akafuni ukuhlatshwa kusuka sokuyiku-abuza amalungelo abantu. So into ebalulekileyo yikuthi khona i-government i-responde positive ngokuthi khona i-make sure ukuthi khona they explain to abantu ukuthi khona ama-vaccine la ama-consequences akhona iwathi lawathi ukuze wonke umuntu oyethatha i-decision ebekwazi ukuthi khona i-decision leyo uyithatha ngoba esazi ukuthi khona ulwazi alutholele uqondile.
Kodwa naye ingcwethi kwezemithetho u-advocate Chinyoka yena ubesithi hayi uhulumende and all these companies umthetho isekelo sombuso siyasho ngempela ukuthi at some stage and point other human rights outride or override other human rights. So for example the right to human's life or dignity can override some of these human rights. Also you're saying angifuni ukuhlatshwa leli Jackson, and so the government is within its right in practicing this and some of these companies are within their rights to practice this. He highlighted that. He also highlighted ukuthi lokhu kwenziwa ngamakampani kwele Zimbabwe is something that's being done across the world, even lapha kwele Melika is being, you know, it's something that's being done ukuthi nxa ungakathathi leli Jackson likhona ithuba lokuthi ulakho ukuvuka kusasa bakutshela ukuthi ungabuya emsebenzini. How would you guys react to that?
I think it's something which we need to interrogate as something as a collective because ma kungabe kunjalo wonke umuntu usezahlaba ngenxa yokuthi khona akana choice and we can't be taking such a very important decision out of desperation. Into ekhona ukuthi everyone has to know ama effects ukuthi khona mangahlatshwa injection le kwenzakalani. And the only way ukuthi khona bonke abantu bethi ma bengabe behlaba injection bebekwazi ukuthi bayihlabela nokuthi khona information ibe khona. Ma kungukuthi khona kuqondile sikwazi ukuthi khona akunanto embi engavelela abantu uma behlabe injection. I don't think kunzima ukuthi khona kufinyelela lasebantwini bajele. So the reluctance yokuthi khona abantu beyesabe ukuhlaba injection leyo because the right people are not reaching out to them. So kusuka kube nzima khona ukuthi khona basebenzisa ukuthi hambe yini le enza ukuthi khona bengasile. Abanye they even think ukuthi khona the leaders are not even taking that vaccine. That's what they think. So kuba nzima ukuthi khona bona benjani bethathe i-vaccine. So into lezizo ezibalulekileyo ukuthi khona at least address the causes of ukuthi abantu bengafuni ukuthatha i-vaccine before even think of suspending them ukuthi bangasabuya emsebenzini. So I think siyabe si-address the something which is not the real issue la. Into ebalulekileyo is to understand ukuthi why abantu bengafuni ukuthatha i-vaccine. Let me take it from there.
All right, that's a very impressive point to highlight there, Bafo. So could you please also explain the same thing as Kiwa, Singagatribi, Lingwako, so that for those that don't understand this in developers, this is who to put in. Yeah, yes, Kiwa, Upindumbonako, yes, Kiwa.
Okay. I feel like the government needs to reach out to people. Information is key, and even the constitution talks about the importance of access to information. So I think it's very important for the government to prioritize reaching out to the vulnerable communities, especially the rural communities, and for them to take a decision of suspending the companies. I think the government needs to take action against those companies because it's something which is wrong. What is important is for the government and other stakeholders to come up as a collective and ensure that everyone is accessing the right information at the right time, to try and debunk the fake news which is circulating online, especially on WhatsApp. So I think it's very important to ensure that everyone is getting the right information before we even think of saying, "Ukuthi khona, if so-and-so is not vaccinated, that's the decision which we are taking." Mm-hmm. Before we do that, we need to ask ourselves, "Ukuthi khona, Have we reached out to everyone? Have we disseminated the right information to everyone before we can even talk of deciding what are we going to do about those who are refusing to take the vaccine?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, decent. We're about to wrap up here. Could you please throw your last sentiments to the audience, especially the youth? Because for a very long time, throughout this whole time, a lot of people have identified the young group, the under 35, as being the hardest to reach out to in terms of urging them to abide by lockdown regulations, take the vaccine, etc., etc. So what would you have to say to them?
I feel like the young people are the ones who are, we have got the privilege of having social media accounts. We can access a lot of information, either fake, you know, or factual information. So they are aware of what is happening out there. It's unfortunate that most of the time they will be getting fake news and stuff, but to say that young people are the ones who are not adhering to lockdown regulations, I think it's not fair, because we need to also understand that young people are one of the most affected when it comes to the lockdown, because most of them have been self-employed, some of them have been cross-border traders, and now they need to ask for them to make ends meet. So most of the young people are not employed, so it's really hard to expect them to just stay there and stay indoors and not try to get out something. So definitely they will end up failing to adhere to the regulations, and they will be found at the wrong side of the law. But the unfortunate thing is that there is no choice, but it's the situation which is compelling them to end up being on the wrong side of the law. So we really need to talk about maybe trying to capacitate them to maybe give them something to start up businesses, to ensure that we give them platforms to come up with ideas on how they can be able to maybe come up with entrepreneurship initiatives so that they can survive during COVID-19, because a lot is happening. That's why most of the young people, they are found maybe being perpetrators of gender-based violence, being perpetrators of robberies which are happening throughout the country. So it's very important to really address these people as one of the priorities in the country during COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, decent. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us. Lapha kuhlelo lwethula abasakhulayo, bafo siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. We really appreciate your input.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, but ngiyabonga kakhulu, Mike. Hoping to join you once again in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Definitely. We're going to be reaching out soon. Well, Maria Zimbabwe, whilst on the discussion of coronavirus and the works of youth, I'd like to head over to another conversation I had with Thembelihle Mhlanga of Sibanye Trust, a youth-led organization based in Lupane, which is helping citizens better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to that conversation.
Thank you, Mike. The statistics, the national COVID-19 positive statistic rise is really disturbing. You know, it's really shocking, particularly to note they are all local transmission and not the imported ones. So really, if we haven't taken a step as a nation, taking into consideration our economy and our health facilities that are not in good shape, this might lead to a number of fatalities due to this disease, Mr. Mike.
So, Mhlanga, tell me something. When coronavirus initially broke out in not just in Zimbabwe, but across the whole world, predominantly the people affected were over the age of 40. But now with the evolving coronavirus variant, the youth have not been spared. Now the youth are also amongst a group of people that are dying due to COVID-19. Do the youth of Zimbabwe understand the dangers of coronavirus?
Of late to note, you know, youths are the young people in Zimbabwe are just, you know, they're just taking a back seat much. You know, they are very much, you know, they believe this, you know, as active as citizens, they are so much absorbed into, you know, particularly social gathering and money spinning activities that keep them, you know, at interactions. You know, they equally believe, you know, they're just not, coming forth in in the prevention of the transmission of COVID-19 are leading to, you have noted, like where I'm coming from, you see them maybe socializing, you know, using the back doors of bars, applying areas where football is being watched, and some actually being engaged, particularly in playing social soccer football, you know, particularly the rural areas. You know, it's really, really disturbing to see the young people not understanding the scourge, this pandemic.
I've had conversations with several medical experts, and one thing they seem to have highlighted, and of course it's correlated by the data released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, is that as we speak right now, recently, the most affected areas in Zimbabwe are the rural areas. Would you argue that people in the rural areas understand what is happening in Zimbabwe in general when we talk about coronavirus? Yeah, we're also talking about the vaccination programs, etc., etc. And, of course, do they have easy access to these vaccinations?
Speak, Mike. In rural areas, it's really a disturbing to note that particularly information is not really reaching well. The packaging of information, mostly it's not coming up in local languages.
Now, you're part of Sibanye Trust. What exactly is your organization doing in terms of helping Zimbabwe better handle the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in Lupane, where you guys are based?
As an organization, Sibanye Animal Welfare and Conservancy Trust, we are equally joining the other forces, other stakeholders in sort of engaging in public campaigns, you know, awareness campaigns, and equally distributing the PPEs, the equipment to sort of prevent, like the sanitizers, the mask and stuff, of course, due to limited resources, maybe the distribution or the donations might be of a small unit, but equally even we are designing the small posters that are shared with social media. So as sort of to join the forces, we also join the risk communications and community engagement committee here in Lupane, sort of to augment what the government is doing to alarm, sort of to conscientize, sort of to bring to public awareness the dangers and the updates on the awareness on this COVID pandemic.
Well, Zimbabwe Mohlezi Lukandaba Liyamuzwa uThembelihle Mhlanga lapha ngosakhulayo who is based in Lupane ubechasisa ngempela what they encountering emaphandleni amore Zimbabwe mangamtshinzi wakha vamhlanga Thembelihle Mhlanga vangavachitsanangura zvavari kusangana nazvo kumaruwa uko vachiti vechidiki vanenge vari kuti netsei mukunyatsohwisisa zviri kuitika vari kuhuhwawo vamwe vechidiki vachiti coronavirus is not a real thing hanzi nanhasi kune vamwe vasiri kunyatsonzwisisa kuti coronavirus iripo zvechokwadi and iri kuuraya vanhu vakati one day vabata zvekare nyaya yenhomba sezvambotaurwawo kana vadhube vakati aiwa kumamisha uko nyaya yenhomba iri kuti netsei nanhasi ichiri kunetsa vari kukurudzira hurumende kuti itange kudistributawo kanhomba mune matingati nechirungu malocal clinics munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana now let's take a look kuti vantu vatini kumakasi netwekuf Facebook earlier on, I mentioned, if you write your comments on our Facebook pages, we're going to be reading them live on air. Anzina Taurai, Ndeipapo, Mkoma Maikaiwa, Mkoma Taurai, Tinotenda, Shukurusa, Nukupinda, Phineas Chinojika writes, how are you, my dear friend? Chinojika, thank you so much for joining us. I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing? I hope you're staying safe. Memory Zulu writes, hello there. Hi, Memory. How are you doing? Thank you so much for joining us. Mkoma Richard Moyo, Vanyura, Anzi, hello, say Mike Hove, aisa number hanzi ndifonereiwo aiwa tichaedza kukufonerai mukoma tione kutsinga kupinzai pachirongwa here hanzi nababa vambe zvichiri zvekuwirirana here I think apa vari kutaura nyaya yekuti chirongwa checovid-19 lockdown chiri kuendera mberi for another 2 weeks hanzi namemory zulu so you're telling me that there is no reopening of schools because we're already in August please god help us a lockdown till when Memories Zulu Arunyorapa. I hear I have a caller on the line. Let's take a caller and hear what the caller has to say. Caller, caller, Mtereri. Nyagwamgela Kshelo Ndrom Kamchere Mchirongo. Who's on the line there?
Sawubona baba Duda, kunjani?
Ah, mfundisi, mfundisi, angiyaphila unjani mfundisi?
Awa ngikhona kunjani, awa no.
Aywa, it's too right, siyaphila lapha kwele Melika.
Okay, ngilungile, okay, awa no, ngibekithi umntwana. No, ngibe ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba kokuthoma indaba leya yabantu basetrades na nangale triangle labo baqothwe emsebenzini bathi abafuna ukuhlabiwa i-vaccine. Hey, mara the way izinto zikhamba ngakhona, even ma sizwa, angithi bomungameli nabo bamemezele phambilini ukuthi ma umuntu ma afuna, ma angafuna uhlabiwa, akuna nkinga. So nyamhla nje sekuyatshentsha. So inkinga ithome khonapho, thanabona phambilini, babathi wonke umuntu uyahlatshiwa. So nyamhla nje ma babuya futhi batshentsha, so sibona abantu baqothwe emsebenzini, mara into le ayisinto irayithi. Isiyazibona even alana South Africa kunabanye abantu vele bathoma unqonqoyila bathi mayo babizwe emsebenzini bayikufuneka ukuthi mani ngakahlabi angeke nivunyelwe emsebenzini mara labo bajamela amalungelo abantu bathi no akunomuntu fonte aqothwe even masizwa nobabaloya ukumela umbusazi wathi umuntu fonte bayenze njalo njalo into le ayisinde right baba wena baba Mike into le iyadanisa kakhulu ayisinto siyivumela ukuthi yenzeke kubantwini ngenxa yokuthi ukuforsa abantu hayi ukuthi abantu baningi abanye bayaya mara laba bayaya khona ku right ma abanye ma bazizwa ukuthi abona basi right kuya khona abantu bangagandeleli ukuthi yani bani ngafuni sengiqothe emsebenzini into le ngesinye isikhathi ayisinto irayithi. Chino chinoreza chini chinorwadza zikuru baba chokudzingwa kuvanhu mabasa mukati menguva ino asi nokukudza kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kundobayiwa corona vaccine ngavaende sitizva tinongoona kunoku vari kuvari kuenda vari kuvanenge vachiti awa tichatoenda nokuti vamwe nguva vanenge vachitya vamwe vachiti vanotya tsono iye yakareba zvikuru mabudiso aitwa pa TV vachioneswa vanenge vachitya but tinongodai vanhu vaka zvikava nemweya wamwari nokuti zvinhu hazvizo kumanikidza kunyaya kuzomanikidza vanhu nyaya yekuti munongozoinda akiri nyaya yekuti wanzi basa rinopera zvoita sezvakamborehwa mushoko rokuna zvakazarurwa chapter ya 13 ku16 17 18 kuti pachasvika nguva yekuti vanhu vachazomanikidzwa vakasununguka vapfumi nevarombo kuti hanani usina maki paruoko kana pahuma yake nevanotenga nokutengesa kana usina usina chini muruoka ubvumutengesa vati orota izvi zvakafana nekuti vanhu vakungomanikidzwa saka tihatisingakurudziri kuti vanhu vamanikidzwe vanoda kuenda vaende uye futi kana munyika medu iyo mushonga yacho haisati yatova enough hatitofungi kuti omosi vanhu vatobaya vanogorosva kana 1 million mune vanhu vakawandi
ndanditi vatodarika 1 million vakabayiwa nhomba
vavangani
pari zvino just under 1.5 vakatora jab yokutanga and then vakatora both first ne second jab pari zvino they are just under 1.1
handiri kutoona kuti nhamba iyo ishoma vamwevatinoona maraini marefu vamwe vati vakutoshayiwa mushonga kune dzimwe nzvimbo saka ivo vava kumhanya kudzinga vamwe vanhu mabasa manje chirevo chisina kumira zvakanaka but hazvine izvazvo ndizvo zvinoita mukati moupenyu kuti dzimwe dzenguva panosvika kuti vamwe vanhu vasvike vamanikidzwe abantu vaforswe kuti vaenze zonge izinto lezo mara asina inye ndlela egcineni vhele iyo into izokuenzwa mara sizotini mara ngiyafisa kuti tana avo mungameli vasebenza ngenye ndlela kuti vangakhona ukufosa abantu even abantu avaye vayohlatshwa ma ivaccine ikhona vangasavi vayohlatshwa ivaccine leyo ngenxa yokuthi ukuhamba kwesikhathi wabona ukufosa abantu kuze kuyenzekala nebaba Mike abantu baningi bazogcina bathenga amakhadi ngenxa yokuthi abantu bane technology nabo wabona ukufosa umuntu abantu bagcina bathenga namakhadi ecoronavirus lawo umuntu ofika bakhona bachichiza amakhadi lawo angafika lapho bayenza emakhompyutini bafika bachichiza amakhadi lawo umuntu athenge ikhadi lokuthi ndakabayiwa saka zvakafanira zvisizvo zvakanaka tinongokurudzira indirangokurudzirangu kazhinji vechidiki vakawanda tizoti tichitarisa zvedu kwatiri kunoko tinoona maitiro kunoko nekumusha kwedu anomusiyano okunoko anoitwa nenzira yakanaka nokuti vanofamba nemastage nemakore vakatanga kumakore izvi vakupakurejistwa kutanga vanhu vazobozi kutanga paage 35 kusvika ku 13 ku 49 pavhiki dzinotevera iyo vanonge vakutanga kuvanhu makore 18 vasingodero saka dai kuZimbabwe vaidaro nokuti kumusha kwedu maitiro acho azvizvinenge zvinacho zvakangosangana inyama nederere mupanguva imwe chete
regai ndikubvunzei nokuti manyatsotsanangura maondero enyu panyaya iyi yekuti vanhu vaudzwewo kuti vanobayiwa nhomba asi sezvataurwawo kana advocate Chinyoka kuti aiwa pane mamwewo marights ekuti anobva aoverride maindividual rights saka tichitarisa nyaya yekuti chirwere checoronavirus chikuuraya vanhu vakawanda would you not argue kuti companies within its own rights in terms of protecting vashandi vavo to ensure kuti kana usati wabayiwa nhomba usauye kubasa would you not say that's fair
yeah no ndinokunzwai I understand that but chiri zvakadero kamukoma Mike zvakadangofanano mukunyengetera matiri kuita chere Kristu Jesu paakauya wanga asingafosi vanhu kuti vose ngavanamate mwari dai mwari akada kufosa vanhu vose kuti vaite zvavanoda nyika ingadei yakapera kufa saka dzimwe nguva mwari pachavo musiki wevanhu tinoziva zviri kuti vanhu pachedu panyika taakutora simba rakanyanyisa kudarika ramwari nokuti chada kutaa nechokuti hatizivi kuti iyo coronavirus tikanyabayiwa tose nhasi uno panapa inopere here tinogona kubayiwa tose pano hatisingazivi kuti inopere here tirasaida kupa nhau yemask ndoga ndakapfeka mask but dzimwenge ukafa mukati meimwe nzvimbo kwatirasa mukati memask munenge maane dust saka zvinhu zvinotitambudza kuti ko zvino coronavirus kana dust richipinda mukati memask inotitadza sekutibata saka zvatara vachinyoka indoi kurume uro vachinyoka awasaizwa tiringe sine sikati even maunkulunkulu inango kwake tana maati wongo munhu fauti angitandaze maaenza ngekani kumuntu wonge unkulunkulu inango kwake kuti umuntu ufuna kutandaza angitandaza maumuntu angafoni angeke afose so nyamuka njesi matsona makambani afosa abantu kuti if you don't want to vaccinated don't come to work but that thing is not good at all because many people have a right to say yes to say no ngenxa yekuti masivone ndofanele mara sizotini baba Mike asina indofinga icho hatina zvatingazviita nekuti government inoita zvainoda nekuti ndova nesimba revanhu but ndopanda pamufana kuti chere dai mwari pachavo vanga kati vanhu vose ngavandinamate vaiti nenzira yavo tingadii pamwedzi zvino tisipo saka
regai ndikubatsei pamuromo ipapo mufundisi regai nditore umwe muteereri but before don't hang up I'm going to come back to you shortly nekuti I like some of the points that you're highlighting let me take the other caller and hear what they have to say zuluka ndabanyeza ukuthi ngilo munye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo khola mteereri welcome to the program who's on the line Kola, hello.
Yes, you know, I'm going to talk to you about the government.
Endra Iberi.
Even the system of our own, the system of the rest of our own, the government of the rest of our own, the government 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 of our own.
Musikunzwika zvakanaka baba asi kuti ndikupindurei based on what the little that I heard pamunoti government iri kufunga here vanhu nangwe vari mudiaspora kana kuti chizvarwa chezimbabwe unobvumidzwa kakudzokera kumusha kunobayiwa nhomba
tiri kutarisa mafambiro atichiita munzira famba nemabhazi kuti tiende kuzimbabwe mafambiro achenaikure mabhazi
Baba, regai ndikubatsei pamuromo. Let me ask my producer to call you back because we can't hear you. Your line is very, very bad. I'm going to ask my producer to call you back and hopefully we can hear you a little more clearer when you come back. Mfundisi, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Right. And I like the fact that, you know, ungumfundisi, unjalo ungumuntu ongisakhulayo, So another thing I also want to touch on njengoba ungumfundisi is udaba lokuthi bakhona abanye abafundisi to this day abangakhuthazi abalandeli babo ukuthi bathathe le Jackson lokuhlatshwa elivikele COVID-19. You know, what role does religion play in educating people about the coronavirus pandemic?
Yeah, see, ndinoda kutaura chekuti anga matura zvakanaka like seni samfundisi ndinoona vanhu vakawanda vachindobaiwa vamwe vatinenge chibata navo vachindobaiwawo asi nenhau yokudai so chada kutaura chekuti ndichandawo kuti enye ngesinye sikati funa udavhidi yena ngokwake inkosi ngesinye sikati wavala abantu ngesikati maabala abantu ngesikati leso unkulunkulu wamukwatela ti wai uyenza njalo. So unkulunkulu wafika kuye wathi wena David uyenzelani lokho, so fanele uchuze ukuthi uchuza indlala for minyaka e-7 or uchuza igulo or amalanga amathathu, yena agcina athi ngikuchuza wena ngabanogulo. Unkulunkulu abulala abantu bafika 70,000 yamadoda. So that's why ngithi ngisizikathi njengami ngomfundisi singakhona kuyenza lokho, even abafundisi labo bangakhona ukugcukuzela abantu. Nami angivasovole ati vashori niye kuti dzimwe dzenguva vanenge vane mari zvino zvinonetsa dzimwe dzenguva kuti cheunyari leader zvandakaita pana vantu fama ndakudza vanhu ndaenda mundobaiwa chichi vamuti vamwe vangu vatanga kuti amavaona zvevafundisi vaya havana chavanoziva, saka dzimwe nguva tiri vafundiso kana nesuwo tinenge tiripa under pressure panhau yakafane iyi atisaka ngokukosha nichoda ngotora kunyika kune vanhu vanoda kundobaiwa vanofa kuti vaende hazvina dambudziko kubaiwa kunyanyanya ndakunyanya kumotivata varume because I know many people especially men afraid to go there and vaccinated because afraid the injection. So ndinokurudzira varume vakawanda kuti ngavaende kana vachinzwa kubaiwa kumburwadzi kundokobaiwa akurwadzi, asi kana vachinzwa kuti havagoni kuzvida sezvatinonzwa mumwe vafundisi vanoti hawa hatizvidi sezvaizvozvo, saka ivo vane reasoniwo yavanonge vachipa nenyaya yekuti munongozivawo imini kana uri leader uri pasi pashe unongotione nzira yashe wadzimwe dzenguva wakagona kuudza vanhu endai mundobayiwa chiichi vamwe vanogora, asi chakangokosha nechongoti ini chandoda ngokurudzira angu samufundisi moyo I think Sunday ndaitonyengete kuno vanonzwa kuda kuenda kundobaiwa vaccine endai makasununguka haisi nhau yokuti zvakadii vanonzwa kuda, asi kana unonzwa kuti haadi ngaarege zvake asi kuti hazvina dambudziko kuno unonzwa kuda haisi nhau yokuti tinofotseredza vanhu kuti mudi sanotiranichiti savanhu vamwari tinofamba nevanoda kufamba neshoko ramwari. Vanhu vakawanda vari kunyika vasingadi kunamata mwari but hativafosi tai kuna mwari saka zvakamufanira even muvaccine munomo Mr. Mike, kune vanhu vakawanda kuna manya maguru amaningi even maasikhuluma nje asithi lana eSouth Africa parts for 24 hours kushonile abantu bafika 199 so even ma 199 mainjalo kuna vantu even maasibala ilizwe lelilonge abantu vahlongakala ngenxa ingase yecorona vangaki so toti mutambe ngelanga kungakhona kuti elizwe leSouth Africa lele even eZimbabwe kuhlongakala abantu 30,000 every day mara avavalwa mara ngenxa yekuti igulo leli yathusa mara indiofuna kutyela abantu vaningi lava valalelayo kuti let's try the best because I know this pandemic is not good at all because I see many people as I speak now my sister-in-law is passing away with that COVID-19 so saka kuna vanhu vanonge vachida tinongokurudzira zvishuwa ngatiende uye futi nyika yekwedu yezimbabwe yanyaita noise nekuti vanhu vari kutochemera mushonga yacho because mavaccine is not enough at all in Zimbabwe there so vanofanira kuti vazame kukurumidza kana vachiwana vobaya vanhu kuti vanhu vose vaende saka zvinoda kungokurudzirangu asi kunyanyanyei kuyouth nokuti chere kunoku esouth africa silana iyouth yawa nayo haikafuni kuya vasajikajika iyouth avanhu avacha fana nati avaningi vakona vasajikajika ngendava yakona levaccine vati mara sichotemba kuti ukamba kesikati abantu bazokhamba.
All right, mfundisi, ndanchikumbura kuti mukande mashoko enyu kupedzisira tochipeta edu huru kuredu. Tinotenda zvikurusa nekupa pano kandai mashoko enyu kupedzisira.
Okay, mina amazwi ngatanda kwa kuluma, ngitanda kuti sitava sakazimu, siyavona kuti amazwe nama abantu bayaphela. Ngendaba yecoronavirus abantu vaningi valahlekelwe ngemindeni, valahlekelwe ngabo baba vosaziwayo. Vanhu vakawanda vakarasikirwa nevahama, mabasa akapera, nedawo nenhau yedenda iri. Chingoripo chingoti vana vamwari dzimwe nguva sezvatinoziva kushoko ramwari rinoti tiri pasi pevatungamiriri vanotungamirira. Saka ngatizamei kungoitawo nenzira yatinoona nayo nokuti kana mabasa azopera sezvicho vamwe vari kudzimwa basa makamba ruta zvokuti nozvokuti. Tandongokurudza samufundisi ndirongoti zvishuwa kara neniwo pachangu. Murikuzwa ndiri kurima ruma ririmi bhozi vanhu vakawanda vakanditeera. Asi ndangoti ngatigonei nepatinogona napo, tigonei vanoda kuenda ngavandobayiwa. Hazvirwadzi ngo hatuturikana maseconds. Cherozi vamwewo vanogona kumbodhirongekawo vachizotoraiwo mapanado kana muchinge mabayiwa. Asi takanyaya yekukosha ngatisakangana kunyengetera Mwari panguva yakafana nedenda iri, nokuti zvichiwa nyika yaparara vana vopera kufa. Ngatinyengetere Mwari asitandazeni mukurunkuru. Let's pray each and every day about this pandemic, because many many people who are suffering outside there, many many people they are losing life and jobs and everything about these things. So ndinongotenda Mwari naizvozvo baba brother Mike.
All right, thank you so much mfundisi for joining us. That was really a mouthful. Really appreciate you always putting your number and always wanting to be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, now you heard some of Mfundisi's sentiments touching there on partially he touched on what's happening with schools, and some of the comments were addressing schools. We had hoped, we had invited some educators to be with us on the program, but unfortunately due to network, we couldn't get a hold of them. We're hoping that next week, bazangena kuhlelo so that bachazise umbono wabo ngalokho okwenzakalayo ezikolo. But as we wrap up Muriya Zimbabwe, I want to spotlight another organization which is helping Zimbabweans better cope with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Let us head over to a report which was done by VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga, which focuses on the Friendship Bench, an organization which is helping Zimbabweans a better cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Here we're talking about mental health challenges. Let's take a look.
Friendship Bench started in 2006 to provide counseling to those stressed or depressed by the political and economic situation in Zimbabwe. The organization now has branches at most clinics and hospitals in Harare and is the only large mental health therapy service operating in the country. The service is run by volunteers who say they do not want to see people stressed. According to Chinketa Nyamukapa, country's coordinator for Friendship Bench, many people have stopped meeting others in person due to COVID-19.
We continue to provide counseling to people who are affected, who are infected by the COVID-19 pandemic. And again, we are saying that we are not able to do that using our conventional face-to-face. But what we have done as an organization is to migrate to an online platform.
But some, such as Elizabeth Chibeka, still come to their offices. The 49-year-old says her father is battling with COVID-19.
I have nothing to pay for his medical bills. I am unemployed. I have no means to raise funds even for his food. Those are some things stressing me. Hence, I came here to talk to these people. COVID-19 is there, and it's real, especially where we stay.
53-year-old Forget Gutuza is one of the counselors at Friendship Bench. She says COVID-19 is dominating her counseling.
COVID-19 has really spread its wings. It's all over. But people are not masking up. I do not know how awareness programs can be done. I wonder why people do not understand the situation we are in. My neighbor conducts church service nearly every day.
Dr. Deborah Machando is the chief of mental health for the World Health Organization's office in Zimbabwe. She says COVID-19 has caused a lot of stress to people.
Lately, we've been seeing a number of psychological disorders, including panic attacks, insomnia, depression, and also a surge in terms of family conflicts and violence. So there are a number of things that people can actually do to mitigate loss of income.
She says they include understanding that the world is in strange times, cutting down on expectations and adjusting downwards on needs. That must be advice for stressed people like Chibeka to take note of as the cases of infections by COVID-19 continue to spike in Zimbabwe with the Delta variant on the rise. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, now unfortunately we have reached an end of our program. That was VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga. Let's meet same time, same place, Panafapanefenure, Studio 7. I go by the name of Big Mike, at Big Mike D on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to chat with me. Moria Zimbabwe, Mtogazomuhle, let's meet same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!